Moments of Melody Time, a 5-minute capsule to help you begin your day with a song. There's the story of Big Jim and Little Joe. They were in a group that was going to go mountain climbing. But Little Joe was a hunchback and quite weak, and they were afraid he couldn't make it. But Big Jim says, "You be ready in the morning, and I'll help you over the rough spots." The morning came, and they climbed. And when they came to some of the rough places, Big Jim just picked up Little Joe and helped him over. And they made it to the top. When they got there, Little Joe said, "I never could have made it if it hadn't been for you." And that reminds us of what we're going to say when we get to heaven. We say of the Lord Jesus, "I never could have made it if it hadn't been for you." He's the way, the truth, and the life. He saves us. He helps us over all of the rough spots. According to Dr. Luke. It was about a week after this was said that he took Peter and John and James with him and went up to the mountainside to pray. And even as the Lord Jesus prayed, the fashion of his face was altered. His garments became white and dazzling. And two men appeared conversing with him, Moses and Elias, seen now in glory. They spoke of the death which he was to achieve at Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Peter and his companions were sunk in sleep. They awoke to see him in his glory, and the two men standing with him. And just as these were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is well that we should be here. Let us make three booths in this place, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias." But he spoke at random, and even as he said it, a cloud formed, overshadowing them, and they saw those others disappear into the cloud and were terrified. And a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son. To him then listen." And as the voice sounded, Jesus was discovered alone. They kept silence, and at the time said nothing of what they had seen to anybody. What is your opinion of the Lord Jesus? God the Father spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son. To him then listen." And I'm going to have to say like Little Joe, "I never could have made it if it hadn't been for him."